In the name of Christ Jesus, the manifestation of God's love. Amen. The text that serves as the basis of our meditation this morning is the reading from Exodus 20, just read, the presentation of the Ten Commandments. And that is quite a challenge, to preach on all Ten Commandments this morning, when I've been allocated about 5 minutes to do so. But I'm going to give it a try. And I'll do so using an illustration. I brought here a box of candy, Russell Stover candies. And on the box it says, this is the gift box. And as I open up this box, I see many different candies in terms of shapes and sizes and textures and colors. There are circles, there are squares, there are rectangular shaped candies, long, thin, oblong shaped ones. There are different colors, darker, lighter in color, and different textures as well. Some have a ripple texture, others smooth. And yet, when I take a piece of candy here and bite into it, chocolate. Let me try another one here. This one's on the other side. It's shaped very differently. It's a different color. Chocolate. So, despite the different shapes and colors and textures and wrappings, all of these have the same core and same essence, chocolate. What about the commandments? The commandments, in a sense, have different shapes, colors, textures to them, different wrappings. One wrapping says, honor your father and mother. Another says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Another, you shall not covet. Look very different on the outside, one from the other. And yet when you bite into a commandment, you get the essence and you see that essentially they're all the same. They all have to do with love. This is what Jesus was getting at when he was asked about the commandments. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Paul said in Romans chapter 13 that all of the commandments are summed up in this one rule, to love your neighbor as yourself. Because love is the fulfillment of the law. But there's a problem here. You notice on this box, it says it's the gift box. But I haven't been using it for that purpose. I've been hoarding this chocolate. I've been eating it myself. I've been using it for my own self-gratification. Not as it was intended, as a gift. So also with love, our tendency is to hoard it, to direct it towards ourselves, to use it for our own personal gratification and benefit. Instead of loving the neighbor as the self, we love ourselves at the expense of our neighbor, or above our neighbor, or to the exclusion of our neighbor. And what is even worse, we love ourselves above God and at His expense. And God has a label for such self-love. It is idolatry. And that idolatry is damnable. But in spite of my damnable idolatry, God doesn't cease loving me. In fact, He sent the fullest expression of His love, not wrapped in a gift box or cellophane, not packaged even in two tablets of stone. He sent His fullest expression of love wrapped in human flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ. And Christ was the only one who walked these dusty roads here on earth, who never broke all of the commandments of Christ, any of them. Because he loved God perfectly and he loved others perfectly as well. And yet he came as a gift. The gift of himself and the gift of what he had accomplished is the greatest gift of God's love of all. Because he now credits to our bankrupt spiritual accounts his perfect obedience to God's Ten Commandments. And he takes upon himself the penalty for our damnable idolatry by being damned in our stead. He gives us the fullest measure of love, as he himself said, "No greater love has a man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends." And Paul says, God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And John says in his first epistle, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave his Son as the atoning sacrifice for our sin. But then John goes on to say, we now love because he first loved us. As we have received this wondrous love of God, we are so moved to respond back to God with love and to love those that God places in our lives and those he calls us to love, moved by his love given to us. But we might ask, how do we show that kind of love? And that's where we come full circle back to the Ten Commandments. They show us how we love God and how we love our neighbor, all moved and motivated through the love that God has shown to us. Which reminds me, one way that I can share God's love is to share this candy. I think I'll do that. Amen.